the state creates the crime. The news burst across the crowded media marquee. Arms dealer busted in rocket try to arm terrorists. The stock market, the barometer of the nation's moneyed class, rose slightly as the story suggested to the passing curious that a new front in the never-ending war on terror had been won and closed. Beyond the prancing prosecutors and the breathless anchormen, there was little room for facts to emerge through the latest bit of stage-managed drama masquerading as news. But days later, after the stories had filtered through the nation's media, there arose disquieting facts that suggested that this big sting wasn't all it was cooked up to be. The arms dealer was in fact a businessman who has worked for years between here and London. He was targeted by the FBI after a snitch dropped his name to them as a guy who might be amenable to arms sales to save his sinking business. 68-year-old Hamant Lakhani was in fact approached and in an attempt to find a way out of his financial difficulties did, allegedly, agree to do a deal to sell Russian SAMs, or surface-to-air missiles, to a group the FBI calls purported terrorists. The only problem, of course, is that Lakhani didn't know any terrorists, and he didn't know any arms dealers. Not to worry, the FBI portrayed the arms dealers. The British MI5 played the money men, and Russian intelligence agents portrayed the purported terrorists. They set the whole thing up. They provided the dealers, they provided the money, and they actually provided the so-called terrorists. Without them, where's the purported crime? Lakhani and two other men were arrested in early August at an airport in Newark, New Jersey. Lakhani faces 25 years in prison on charges of providing material support to terrorists and selling arms without a license. Messrs. Munadin Ahmed Hamad, a 38-year-old Indian national, and Yehuda Abraham, a 76-year-old New York jeweler, face charges of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money laundering business. The news media made much of the fact that Mr. Lakhani reportedly told the purported terrorists, really Russian security men, that Americans were bastards. That'll turn any jury he may get in front of, huh? But at bottom, the Lakhani case, with all its allure about terrorists and arms deals, in fact never posed any harm to any American at all. Mr. Lakhani was provided with a sample of the product. It was a dud. The only thing this man may be guilty of is greed or financial desperation. This case is a classic one about entrapment. The Black Law's Dictionary, 7th edition, defines entrapment as, quote, a law enforcement officer's or government agent's inducement of a person to commit a crime by means of fraud or undue persuasion in an attempt to later bring a criminal prosecution against that person, unquote. Inducement to commit a crime by means of fraud. Sounds like the dictionary definition of entrapment to me. It is a sign of the times that when people merely mention the word terrorist, that pulses quicken and common sense flees under the weight of fear. Is $500,000 an inducement? That's how much money the government told Lakhani he would be paid as a down payment at the Newark meet. In these days of financial roller coasters, a time when the corporations get richer every hour, as jobs flee abroad, $500,000 is nothing to sneeze at. All of the elements necessary to commit the crime was in the heads or the pockets of three governments. Without them, there is no crime. Yet Mr. Lakhani faces a quarter of a century in a prison hell so that the government can assure you that all is safe and terrorism has been stopped. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.